That was the reaction of about 100 fans in the New Haven courtyard as Brazilian defender Marcelo scored the first goal of the 2014 World Cup into his own net.
It's a mess. They did a mess. A big mess.
That's Andrea Jukic of Milford. He was rooting for his native Croatia, dressed in the team's red and white checkered shirt. He was there with Marko Pavla of New Haven.
Our parents came from Croatia, and we're here to have a good time and watch this game.
Seated on the other side of the courtyard was another New Haven resident, Salma Mordi, who's originally from India.
I was very excited about watching this opening game and all the World Cup game. And I really appreciate that the city made this effort to bring people together and create this kind of community for soccer.
What do you think of the game so far?
I'm enjoying it. It can go anywhere, but I'm rooting for Brazil.
Okay.
Brazil ended up winning the match 3-1. On one side of the courtyard is O'Toole's Irish Pub. Seated outside the pub was Sarah Woodford of New Haven, who learned to love soccer or football while studying in London.
Being in America, it's hard to watch football, and this is a good excuse for us to watch football.
What do you feel about the idea that you can watch it in a courtyard?
I think it's lovely.
Okay, are you going to watch more games here?
Oh, definitely.
What game are you looking forward to?
Actually, the Germany-USA game on the 26th of June. I think that'll be a very interesting matchup, and I hope USA can hold up against Germany.
The New Haven courtyard will be open for all the World Cup matches right up to the final match on July 13th. Ebong Udama, WSH News.